All right, let's get us a group. Come on, group. All right, you pulling out, brother. Who you want? Some of you good singers.
Cassandra.
Ron. Where is Ron? Jeremy. Claims to be a singer. Come on up here, brother. You won't sing? Come on. Amen. Yeah, tell them all bye and get on up here. Amen. If you, whoa. Got your glasses there? Come on up here. Turn around there. You understand what I mean? Amen. I
had this song in my heart a little bit the past few times. And sometimes you just get in a mess. Brother Danny was talking about how the devil's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And the Bible said the only way you combat that is be sober, be serious about this thing, and be vigilant. You can't lay back. You can't rest.
That's right.
If you do, see, he's talking about him coming through the front door. Unfortunately, that ain't the way the devil does. You're walking along. You think everything's fine. You say, well, yep. I'm all right. Everything's all right. And all of a sudden, he creeps up on you in the grass. And the next thing you know, he's got his claws into somebody that's weak maybe in your life. And you think it's all right. Say, well, I'm a little backslid, but I'll be okay. You know what? That's not the case, friend. The devil's not going to let up just because you think you can take a little break on the Lord. He won't let up. You hear me? He won't let up on you till he's got you. Amen? So you better get close to the shepherd tonight. We're going to sing Help, Lord, real quick. I was going to sing that, and we're singing about singing one more quick one before the preaching.
Night was so dark, I could not see. The waves were so angry, crashing over me. Nowhere to turn, no way of escape. I bowed on my knees. Words I pray, help, Lord, I'm carrying a load. My shoulders are weak, I'm hurting so. I need help from above, the touch of your love. And Lord, help me. Above the clouds of deep despair, awakes a God. He really cares. He'll carry your burdens. He'll see safely through. He's waiting for your call. He can help you. Help, Lord, I'm carrying along. My shoulders are weak, and I'm hurting so, 'cause I need help above, the touch of your love. Oh, hear my plea, and Lord, help me.
Amen. Sing Rejoice.
It may seem peculiar to be leaving a land, though we've not seen, we still call it home. Faith sees it clearly, and our hearts are fixed. We rejoice in that blessed home.
Rejoice,
my children, rejoice. is recorded, recorded to there. Be glad, exceedingly glad, for heaven, thank God, heaven is ours to claim. Look at God's children. The world just might say how foolish we are to believe.
They don't know.
But they just don't know. We're an heir to a throne. And our name is
on there.
Children, rejoice, for our name is recorded today. Be glad, exceedingly glad, for heaven is ours to
that say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The world just don't understand tonight. If they don't know, we're heirs to a throne and our name is on the deed. What about that? Well, it's a wonderful feeling when you get your house paid for. I had house payments my whole life till a couple of years ago. It's a great blessing when you get that house paid for. Your name's on the deed. Nobody can't take it away from you yet. It's coming. But think about it. Your name is on the deed, and the devil can't do nothing about it. That mansion we're going to get in heaven. This thing's real tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about some signs of the times. Let's open our Bible to Matthew 24 as we end the year of 2013 tonight and get ready to start a brand new year. Where are we on God's calendar? Where are we on God's clock? Where are we on God's timetable tonight? Let's look at just a few quick things out of the Word of God. Matthew 24 is one of the greatest, most well-known, and misunderstood, I might add, chapters in the entire Bible. The reason Matthew 24 is misunderstood is because there's nothing in Matthew 24 about the rapture. Matthew 24 is talking about the second advent of Christ. And as we'll see in a minute, it's very evident. But as you see the signs of the advent, we know the rapture is close. Because if we see signs of the tribulation, there are no signs for the rapture. There are none. And that's why you know that our friends who believe the church is going through the tribulation can't be right. Because the apostles were expecting the Lord to come in their day. The coming of the Lord is imminent. That means it could happen at any second. There's nothing that has to happen before Jesus can come. The apostles were looking for him in their day. Now, if our friends who believe we're going through the tribulation are right, you know, I could stand right here tonight and say, Jesus could not come tonight. Because the mark of the beast ain't here. The sun ain't turned to blood. Moon blood. Sun ain't dark. None of that stuff's happened yet. Right? So Jesus couldn't come tonight. There's, you know, that's a false interpretation. We know that the Lord could come tonight. And these scriptures are dealing with the great tribulation. Look here in Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when, three questions. Number one, when shall these things be? Number two, and what shall be the sign of thy coming? Number three, and of the end of the world. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. There's been over 1,100 men come and say they're Jesus Christ. There's a lot of them in the world right now. And shall deceive many. Verse 6, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. All this stuff's happening right now. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now here's what I'm preaching about tonight. There shall be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in divers places. Divers, Old English for diverse, different places. One preacher got, old preacher got up. He preached a whole sermon on them earthquakes under that water where them divers go down in there and die. It was good preaching because that's tsunamis, that really does happen. But it means diverse, different places all around the world. Now, let's look at it again here. Verse 9, 8, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. How, we're in the tribulation now. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That is not talking about the end of your life. That's talking about the end of a period of time. Some the preachers that preach you can lose your salvation say, see there, if you don't live right till you die, you ain't going to heaven. And they use that scripture, he that shall endure to the end. And every one of them has a different definition of what's living right is. Now, that didn't say live right till you die or you won't go to heaven. It said during this period of time, if you deny him, take the mark of the beast, don't endure to the end. If you do endure to the end, you'll be saved. You know how you know that's true? Keep reading. And this gospel of the what? Kingdom. It ain't the gospel of the grace of God. It ain't the gospel you save by grace through faith. The gospel of the kingdom. You know what they're going to be preaching during the millennium? I mean, during the tribulation? The kingdom's coming. The kingdom's coming. Because the kingdom comes right after it. That John the Baptist came preaching. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. But they rejected and killed the king. So it was postponed for 2,000 years. And God put a 2,000 year going out of business sale. Offered it free to anybody that wants it. Salvation by grace. Then he's going back to dealing with the Jews and have a 7-year period. And during that 7 years, the kingdom getting ready to come. Because the king going to come. Kingdom can't come until the king comes. Got it? All right. Gospel of the kingdom. You say, well, how do you know it means that? Because that's what it says. It says the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. Then shall the end come. How do you know what the end is? Oh, on down there. Verse abomination of desolation, that's the middle of the tribulation when the Antichrist sets on the throne for the overspreading of the abomination makes it desolate. That's Daniel chapter 9. That's how you know the tribulation is 7 years and not 3.5. Daniel chapter 9. Let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains, Jewish time. Let him on the house not top not come down, take anything out of his house. That ain't got nothing to do with the rapture. When we're in the rapture, we couldn't care less if he was pregnant, if it's winter time, or anything like that. We're going boom, just like that. This is a time when the Jews are running from the Antichrist. Verse 18, don't let them go back to take your clothes. You ain't going to have to worry about your clothes during the rapture. They ain't going. You ain't going to be naked, I hope. You're going to have a new body and clothed in his righteousness. Woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. Pray that your flight be not in the winter. We couldn't care less if you're pregnant, if it's winter time, or Sabbath day, if it's rapture. Here's how you know where you're at. 21. For then shall be great tribulation, as such as not since the beginning of the world, no, nor ever shall be, except those days shall be shortened, no flesh shall be saved, but for the elect's sake, Jewish elect remnant, those days shall be shortened. Now, we don't have time to get all that, in and all of that, but the moon will not give her light. Sun will be darkened, verse 29. Verse 30, then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and they'll come in with clouds in heaven and power and great glory, and they're going to send and gather together his elect. We're going to have a time there when the Lord sets up his kingdom. That's not the rapture. When the rapture comes, he comes as a thief in the night, and only believers see him. Here he comes, and the whole world sees him. Now let's look at some signs of this tonight. I want to talk to you just for a few minutes about it. And these things are happening tonight. He said there would be, for example, famine. I don't know if you realize it or not tonight, but many people don't realize just how close we are to a famine. We're here in America. Famine is the last thing we could ever imagine because we've got more to eat. Lord, most of you threw away enough food at Christmas to feed a lot of families. Do without. It's not hit America yet, but it is coming. I read recently where that they've been an attack on American farms and farmers for the last few years. Did you know back in 1935, there were 6 million farms in America? Today, there are fewer than 2 million. We went from 35 million to less than 2 million farms in this country. Do you know that China is buying up our pork industry and owning the meat? It's going to get to the place during this time where that the food is owned and controlled. See, years ago, they come up with pesticides. And that means you spray it like Roundup and stuff, and you spray it on your crops so that bugs won't eat your crops. Well, little by little, you know, it don't just kill the weeds, it kills your seeds. And so you have to get something stronger. So they develop a seed that's immune to the pesticide. And yours don't work. Like if you grow something in your garden and you try to grow something off your seeds, they've got it rigged now so that it won't work. You have to buy your seeds from them. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Raise your hand. All right? You know what I'm talking about. And it's got to the point, it's coming to the point where the government will eventually control all the seeds. If you control the seeds, you control the crops. You control the crops, you control the food in the restaurant and everywhere. And that's why if a man don't take the mark of the beast, he don't eat. He don't eat during the tribulation. He don't have a job. He don't have, yes sir, it's coming to this country. It's already come in a lot of country. They say that most farmers in our country tonight are in their 50s or 60s or older. There's a very, just a tiny handful of farmers under 50 years of age. No young men grow up and say, I'm going to be a farmer. It's going out of it. You know why? Because the food is being imported or something. But we're having pestilence. Now let me talk about pestilence just for a minute. Do you realize that pestilence is really, really, really a scary thing? They're saying now that the flu virus is mutating so much that people are getting the flu and there's no telling what kind of flu is going to be coming next. Every time you vaccinate against it, it mutates and changes form so that you can't feel it. Back in 1917, there was a certain town in America where half the population died one winter of the flu. And the man said they were carrying about two in a casket. They'd have mama and baby in the casket. And he said that they would just all die. Over half of the population died. And they said the weak died and the strong survived. 100 years later, almost now, these viruses mutate and science warns us because now we don't live out in little rural areas like little country like Mayberry or a little town like Marion or like Valdez or something. All the population is moving to these big cities. A large part of our country lives near the big cities. Up north, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago, Los Angeles, off the coast, Miami, and down in Texas. Now, if a bird flu, for example, gets turned loose in a big city like that, it could cause, it's unbelievable, and it's coming. It's coming. Experts say, they don't tell you this on TV, experts say it is not a matter of if, it is a matter of when that a bird flu pandemic will hit America. Millions of people will die. You say, preacher, you really believe that? It's in the Bible, and I hope and pray we're gone when it comes, but we may not be. Ladies and gentlemen, they're in China. Do you realize? In China, they are slaughtering chickens by the thousands because they're afraid the chickens are infected with the flu virus. In Mexico, 22 million chickens in Mexico have been killed and discarded because of the scare they're carrying the flu, bird flu virus. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this evening, Jesus said there would be pestilence come, and there will be. And when those pandemics come, I mean, we're talking about wiping out millions of people. We're not talking about something like 9/11. We're talking about where it spreads and spread. We're already, they're saying, the outbreak of the flu this year is worse than it's been in years. You say, what do you do, Brother Danny? I don't know. Live right, pray, stay away from crowds of people, drink emergency, brother. I drink it every day. Now, I don't know if I'd do any good or not, but they say it's like eating 10 oranges a day. But anyway, trust God's all I know to tell you. Trust God, and pray for the rapture that the Lord will come and take us out of it. You know by now your hope ain't down here. You know by now this world ain't going to get no better. You know by now it ain't nothing but fighting and fussing and arguing and sin and misery and heartache and hospitals and doctors and stuff. Thank God let the Lord come back and get us out of this old world. Amen. We were talking about pestilences, and then we talked about earthquakes. Did you know that God uses earthquakes to get the attention from people that are hard of hearing? And he sure does. He did in the Bible. God used the earthquake over there in Acts chapter 16. When Paul and Silas were in jail, God shook it. That's why they said they had the jailhouse rock before Elvis ever got off his baby formula. They got there and God shook the jailhouse and got Paul and Silas out of jail. There was an earthquake in Revelation 16:18. That'll be the big one. You know, they talk about the big one. Everybody here has heard of the St. Andreas Fault. And the St. Andreas Fault is a crack in the nation that starts way down at the bottom of California and goes up the coast of inland of California. And a lot of Bible scholars and scientists believe that eventually, if a big enough earthquake hits, that thing's going to crack. That's why you've always heard California is going to fall off in the ocean. That may actually happen. I'm not saying it will during the tribulation period. But if it does, if something like that did happen, there would be a fault from San Diego right up through Sacramento and all the way up. It would be ruptured gas line pipes from Los Angeles all the way up through Hollywood, all of that area, pipelines, buildings on fire, people trapped in apartments, buildings, screaming death on a scale like we've never seen in the history of the world. The Bible said there'll be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, no, nor ever shall be. I'm telling you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, God looks down on this old world. He sees everything that's going on. He's got a record of your sin and my sin. God's wrath hangs heavy over sin. God's going to judge this world for its sin one of these days. Just because he's been silent all these many years does not mean God's overlooking it. God looks at every concert. You think them concerts are cool? They are not. You think, oh, it's so good. Watching those showgirls and those wicked movies, those porn movies and all that stuff. Listen, God's judgment is hanging down. And one day, brother, one day he's going to let go. And when he does, it'll be too late. It'll be too late. I advise you to get your sins under the blood and get right with God and come clean with Jesus tonight before the wrath of God falls on your head one of these days. I'm telling you tonight, God's not playing games. Just because he's quiet don't mean he's approving of it. God's blessings don't always mean God's approval. I'm telling you tonight, in Revelation 16:18, you say, I don't believe it's going to happen. Revelation 16:18 says there's going to be an earthquake happen, and it's going to be so big that the mountains fled away. The mountains are going to be leveled down. That's about an 80 on the Richter scale, brother. I'm talking about God's going to shake the earth. He said, I shake not heaven only, but earth only and heaven. God's going to shake the earth. He sure is. He sure is. The Bible said he's going to shake the whole earth. When that fault, there's another fault. There's a fault here in the mountains of North Carolina. There's all kinds of stuff that we don't realize. Everything's going backwards. Let me talk about anarchy in America. And anarchy simply means lawlessness. Anarchy simply means chaos. Everything gone crazy. Everything gone wild. Now, I'm going to tell you tonight, our Listen, brother, this thing's coming apart at the seams. It's like a baseball unraveling. Listen, our country tonight is unraveling. Here's what it feels like. It feels like for years and years and years, we was hanging onto a rope. And that rope was the Bible and God and our faith in the Lord. And it's slipping. It's slipping. We're letting go of the rope. People are just letting go everywhere. They don't have no moorings. They don't have no bearings. They don't have no moral compass. They don't have nothing to keep them straight. I can feel it. I can feel it myself. I can feel it. It's harder to keep your head and mind straight now than it was 20 years ago. It is. Brother, it's slipping. Something's letting go. Have y'all noticed the spirit that's sweeping over this world tonight? People's going crazy. Young people's living, just going wild. People walking off and leaving their family. People walking out, killing parents, killing their children, killed children, murdering their parents. It's demonic that there's evil spirits, that the world's gone crazy tonight. That's why we need to read the Bible through in 2014. That's why we need to stick our head in that book. That's why we need to pray. I pray every day, God, keep my head straight. God, keep my head straight. God, help me to look at things right. Help me to go by that book. Brother, we're going to pay a price for it one day. This stuff about that guy on Duck Dynasty. Who would have thought? Who would have thought 20 years ago there would even be an issue over something like that? I mean, all the man did was quote a Bible verse and state his own personal religious views. I'm telling you, brother, we're in a time where that crowd, that wicked crowd, preaches tolerance. They say you should be tolerant. What they mean is you should be tolerant of us, but we don't have to be tolerant of you. That tolerance business goes both ways, brother. Man's got a right to believe anything he wants to. He wants to worship rocks, he has a right to worship rocks. If he wants to worship microphones, he has a right to worship microphones. He's not a hater. I'm not a hater. I don't hate nobody, but I do have a right to believe what I believe and say what I believe. We're losing it. We're losing it. You'd be surprised at the Christians. You'd be surprised at the Christians who would disagree. Our court system has gone backwards. If the philosophy now is, if you think it's right, it's right. If you think it's wrong, it's wrong. Lady told me that one time. She said, you've got to do what you think is right for you. And they've got to do what they think is right for them. You know what that said? Back in the book of Judges, every man did that was right in his own eyes. That's a demon doctrine. That's a demonic philosophy. Our court system, the offender gets more sympathy than the victim. The police are put in jail and on trial for doing their job. And the criminal writes a book and gets rich or makes a movie. There was a college student at the University of Florida Atlantic University was ordered to take a paper with Jesus on it and stomp it on the ground by his professor. He refused to do it. They put a hold on his academics and was not going to give him a grade until Fox News stepped in and reported it, and they finally had to issue an apology. Nobody said a word. How come Marilyn Manson can take a Bible and rip it up? Listen, if that college professor had told them to take a Koran and stomp it, son, it'd have been outrage in this country. It would have been on the news, every channel, for days and weeks. Can't y'all see the situation we're in? This world's controlled by Satan. The news media is controlled by the devil. The Bible said it's power, principality, and power, and the rulers of this world. That's not flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, power, rulers, and high places. You say, I thought that meant governors. No, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not flesh and blood. There's demonic spirits and powers over this world controlling the media, controlling Hollywood, controlling the way people think. And if you're not careful, they'll invade your mind. I want to say a few things about this tonight. Let me show you something. A six-year-old in Colorado, six-year-old kid, was told, his parents said that he was a girl. And they were going to send him to school as a girl and dress him as a girl. And they were going to put him in, let him go to the girls' bathroom. And the school said, no, we're not going to let the boy go in the girls' bathroom. And all these activist groups come and sued them and brought charges against them, so that little boy, 6 years old, and his parents were pushing the school to let their six-year-old boy, whom they believe is a girl, to go in the girls' bathroom. Now, what I'm going to show you right now is not just sin. This is demonic. I'm going to tell you something. People think, Brother Danny Craig, but I'm going to tell you, I ain't bragging because I ain't nothing. When the Lord gives me something, I'm usually about 10 years ahead of that whole bunch. I was like that on them UFO stuff a long time ago. People are being influenced by demonic spirits now, people. Miley Cyrus is. Kesha, I'm going to show you some stuff at camp this week. I'm telling you, kids, that stuff's demonic. People say, we had our back. It ain't like Kelly said this. It ain't like Andy Griffith. And it ain't like that music, the temptation and some of that stuff was wicked. Now, this is a whole different level of sin. We're talking demonic, not just flesh. Demonic. Watch this tonight. So I can get a picture here in just a minute. I want to show you just a little news clip. Just a little news clip that I got the other day. And I want to tell you, some of you people better start taking serving God serious. We're in 2014. You joke about it. I preach against rock music, and some of y'all think it's a joke. You laugh and go right on to, oh, Danny, you know how he is. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, that's how the Lord is too. You think you can fool around with sin and it don't hurt you or bother you? You know what sin will do? It'll harden you. It'll harden you. And when you do want to get right, you can't even repent and get feel God in your life anymore. You'll pay a price. Now if I can get some sound here, go ahead and get my lights out, Sean. I want you to watch what this man did. This man. You'd never believe it by looking at him. Never. Give me just one light over me now. I'm going to have to skip it down. This man was listening to a song by Eminem. And somehow or another, a spirit got in him and possessed him. You do know that Kesha, that wicked girl Kesha, claims she's had sexual relationship with a spirit. And it comes in her room. We'll talk more about that at camp this week. If I get this thing to play where I had it start with, I want to show you just a news clip of a man and what he did under the influence of demons. He said he'd been listening to an Eminem song and a demon spirit came in his room and possessed him. I'm sorry, this is not what I want. You see, the Bible said in the last days, they'll be giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And the spirits, the stuff that we're battling today, people, is spiritual. It's not natural. It's not natural for kids to kill their parents. I saw a documentary or something they had on TV recently about killers, kids that were killing their parents and over and over and over. And it was always 13-year-old kids killing their parents. And it was unreal. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Let's see if I can get this to switch. If I can't, I'll have to. I'll have to, it won't do what I had it doing at home a while ago. And you'll give me just a minute. It's just a little quick sound bite and news clip off of the news. You really believe that these things are real? You really believe that there are demon spirits? Do you really believe that the Bible teaches in the last days there would be a great increase of demonic power? I'm sorry. I'll try to get it on here in just a minute.
Top 21 divas of the 20.
Turn that thing down, bro. There you go. Sorry. If I can't do it, I'll just show you something else. I had it on here, I mean, to go. It don't have. Well, maybe I'll show you some of this. Turn this down. All right, I'll preach a little bit. Give me just a little bit of a light. And I'll get it on there in just a minute. But the Bible says that there'll be in the last days evil spirits and demonic spirits waxing worse and worse and worse and worse. That's good. Thank you. And the Bible also says that people give heed to them. I've got videos. I saw this thing on TV the other night where this boy, his mother would have been fussing at him for not cleaning up his room. He goes in, his daddy had a shotgun on the mantle. He goes and it shows him breaking down the shotgun, putting him two shells in it. And so his mama comes in. She says, "What are you doing with that gun?" He goes, "Bam!" and just blows her away. I mean, murders his own mother. Then his little brother come to the top of the steps, and his little brother screamed, "What are you doing?" He shoots his little brother and kills him. Then his mama or his daddy comes home from work. His daddy comes home from work, and he finds the mama laying there in the floor, and when he does, he takes a gun and blows away his own daddy. And he said he hated to do it to his daddy because his daddy was a good man, but he just hated his mama because she tried to tell him what to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's not normal. It's not normal for a kid to do that. It's not normal. Okay, I'm getting it now. Watch this. All right, get my lights now. Oh, boy. Okay, watch this tonight. Now, make sure I got volume. Let's try this tonight. I'll have it here in just a second. This man was sitting and been listening to a song by Eminem. That's something they never tell you on all of those serial killers when these kids go wild and kill their friends. They never tell you that every one of them had one thing in common. Music. Music. I'm going to tell you boys and girls something here tonight. Music will make you do stuff that you know you never believed you would do. And it'll make you think wrong. It'll make you think wrong, I'm telling you. And the first thing you know, you'll be doing things you shouldn't be doing. You'll be saying things you shouldn't be saying. You'll be smoking something you shouldn't smoke. You'll be going somewhere you shouldn't be going because of the influence of music. You'll be hateful to your parents. You'll be rebellious. And it's all because of that music. If I get a picture now, I'm going to show this to you. If not, I'll just let you hear it. I apologize for the equipment here. It's nothing new. Got it. How's this? Should be coming now any second. There we go. All right. I want you to watch this news clip. The devil sure must not want you to see this. Here we go.
Miller told police he tucked his son into bed that night. They said a prayer together, asking God to keep them safe. 6 hours later, he says he stabbed his son 11 times and killed his wife and daughter.
911, what is your emergency?
I just killed my family with the knife. All of them, all three of them.
29-year-old Michael Miller, covered in blood, talking to 911 operators minutes after killing his wife, Adriana.
He don't look like Sam might do something like that, does he? He really don't. Look at it tonight. 29 years old, killed his wife and daughter and tried to kill his son. But his son survived. Oh, boy. All right, you can get my lights now. He killed him. His little boy survived. 4 years old. He just got through listening to a song by Eminem. You see, maybe you parents see that coming out in your child. They hear it at school. They hear it on the school bus. They go around with things stuck in their ears all the time. And some of you parents think, well, it's just kids. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. Well, I'm telling you, spirits enter in through music that people listen to. I'm sorry, I don't want to be an old Scrooge that ruins all your fun, but we're living in a time when you can't play around in Satan's playground. Because if you do, it'll come back to get you. I heard about this guy the other day who was engaged to get married. They was planning a big wedding with his family. Then come to find out, the woman he was going to marry, she had told him she'd never been married, and she had married another guy and not even told him, and that guy was in prison. And she lied the whole time. And it threw him for 35 loops, buddy. He thought, have I lost my mind? I really believed her. I thought everything she told me was true. How could this be? I mean, it'll put you in a crazy house, something like that will. We had a woman in Marion. She was married to this man. And she pulled up at Hardy's in Marion. And there sat her husband with another woman one night. And she got out and was going to say, she said, what are you doing here with my husband? And that woman said, that's my husband. He'd been with her the whole time and living a double life. You don't know these days. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you. You'll think you and the devil's got this little deal worked out and everything's cool. And one day it's going to blow up right in your face. Right in your face. You think you're hot and you got it all figured out, don't you? The Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. Let's stand by our head for prayer. Every head bowed and every eyes closed. No one's talking. No one's moving. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. The devil's done everything he can do to stop you from hearing what I've had to say tonight. Right. But I believe God wants you to hear.